This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. As I've mentioned many times, perhaps too many times, I get a tremendous intellectual and emotional satisfaction when I hear someone give exactly the right answer to a difficult question. It makes me so happy to hear when someone has just the right words. And here's one of my favorite examples. The parenting book that I most often recommend is Faber and Maislisch's masterpiece, How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk. One thing I admire about the book is that what they observe and suggest for talking to children applies just as well to adults. And this is also true for another book by Faber and Maislisch, which I also love, called Siblings Without Rivalry, How to Help Your Children Live Together So You Can Live Too. In a thought-provoking chapter called Equal is Less, they talk about how to deal with the child who says, "You love Pat more than you love me." What do you say? The authors point out that the answer, "Oh, I love you both equally," isn't satisfying. They write, "To be loved equally is somehow to be loved less. To be loved uniquely for one's own special self is to be loved as much as we need to be loved." This idea is a little hard to understand, and they tell a story to give an example from the adult context. When a wife turned to her husband and said, "Whom do you love more, your mother or me?" she didn't want to hear him say, "I love you both the same." Instead, he said, "My mother is my mother. You're the fascinating, sexy woman I want to spend the rest of my life with." Good answer. I love this story because this is exactly the right thing to say. We don't want to be loved the same. We want to be loved in a way that's just for us. I'll post links to both books in the show notes. I can't recommend them highly enough. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.